We talk now with Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Dr. Nielsen, at the top, of course, the problems with COVID-19 vaccination distribution. We see the county being forced to cancel several appointments because of the lack of supply. Can you get into what is happening here in terms of communication? Because there really does seem to be a certain level of confusion.
Sure. It's easy to understand. It's absolutely enraging, I'm sure. So here's what happened. The state of New York insisted that the county health departments schedule 14 weeks out. The health departments, both at the state level and the county level, and all of us involved in planning vaccine distribution, said that's a mistake unless you're sure how much vaccine you're going to get. But it was made very clear repeatedly at the state level and blazed all over the state a website that appointments were available for 14 weeks, sign up now. And what ended up happening is there wasn't enough vaccine. So thousands and thousands of people got canceled. And so luckily the state of New York has now revised its position to what was the logical position all along when you have an uncertain supply, which is only schedule appointments for the vaccine you have on hand. And that comes in weekly. So that's why all of these vaccination appointments got canceled. It's really unfortunate. The county health departments feel terrible. They're going to try to schedule those folks first as soon as vaccine becomes available. But that's the reality of what happened.
It goes back to something you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that just rings so true, managing expectations. And right now we're resetting. So what is the expectation moving forward?
Well, here's what the state is asking now. And this theoretically sounds really good. And that is that people in phase 1A, which are basically healthcare workers and some other folks, should get vaccinated at hospitals. Even if they don't work at the hospitals, that's where vaccine is intended to be for them. Essential workers, which are this big group of people like teachers and food workers and transit workers and all that sort of thing, should get vaccinated at county health clinics. And then people 65 and older should go to pharmacies and the state-run max vaccination sites. But I have to tell you, as long as you qualify for whatever phase we're in right now, and if vaccine is offered to you, take it, because people are just trying to do the right thing. And don't worry whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, because if you hesitate, there are thousands behind you who would just love to have that dose that's being offered to you.
Well, thank you very much for the clarity in that, for sure. And I think it becomes important here, because with maybe some frustration growing when it comes to trying to get the vaccines, on the other side of the coin, we're hearing more and more about new variants of the coronavirus that seem to be causing concerns, because they seem right now to be considerably more contagious than the original strain.
That's exactly right. I mean, we first recognized this in the UK, that it was spreading, that strain was spreading faster and quickly becoming predominant. That's now found in the U.S. in over half our states. And recently there was an outbreak in 23 athletes at the University of Michigan. So it is here, and spreading more rapidly gave us pause because we needed to be more careful about masks and social distancing. Now there's some evidence that it seems to be more lethal. And so it is very, very concerning. We're watching other variants. There is one in South Africa and one in Brazil. And the very first case of the Brazil variant just was discovered in Minneapolis. So that's why it's so important that as soon as vaccine is made available, people take it. Because if the virus has nowhere to go, it doesn't keep spreading and it doesn't mutate.
At the same time, we have, what, two vaccines that are making their way through the nation right now. Are we confident that those vaccines are going to be able to handle these variants?
We're hopeful. They seem to in the laboratory. And the companies that make them say yes. However, press releases from a company that makes a product shouldn't be regarded the same as a peer-reviewed paper. and scientific evidence. But at the same time, this mRNA platform that both the vaccine companies use is very nimble. And one of those companies is already preparing to ramp up on a second generation vaccine based on these worrisome mutants, just in case. So that can be done pretty rapidly.
Interesting that we heard about this earlier this week in the city of Buffalo downtown. Some 250 people were vaccinated at a pop-up vaccination clinic. This was set up by a city church. Let me get into a little bit about that, because it does seem like it's an opportunity to target a certain population and perhaps maybe also to serve as a little bit of a confidence booster for some segments of the population.
That's exactly right. This is vaccine that the state is making available to be distributed in places that might have access problems, and also in communities of color that we do have some concern about vaccine hesitancy for good, and they have good reason for that. So that's the reason. There will be more clinics of these pop-up natures in the next week, both in Niagara Falls and in Buffalo. They're probably going to be in African-American churches or community centers that serve areas where people don't have as much transportation. So this is a separate supply of a vaccine that is targeted to meet what the government, the governor, and everybody knows is, let's reach the segment of the population that is terribly vulnerable and might not have very good access.
And then finally, we're hearing about the idea that perhaps some of the orange zone restrictions are going to be lessened or perhaps removed to a certain extent. Again, from your perspective as a public health official, I mean, do you feel confident that there can be a kind of a rolling back of these restrictions and still operate safely here moving forward?
I do, as long as people don't get complacent. As the governor said in his press conference earlier this week, don't get cocky with COVID. Because if you use this as a license to go back to the way things were, and we have big crowds, and we don't wear masks, and we don't socially distance, we are in for trouble. Because it's going to take until the summer, even with the best of plans, to get enough people vaccinated that we can feel safe. So please, let's protect ourselves and each other until then.
Dr. Nielsen, so much more to talk about, but we are out of time. As always, thank you very much for joining us on WBFO.
Take care, Jay.